Morning, it's the morning digestion for Friday, March 29th. One more day left in March. Imagine that. Urge any of you who want to write to me, host@johngibson.com, and tell your friends to listen to the morning digestion for free and subscribe to the afternoon podcast at johngibson.com, please. That would be very helpful. Thank you. Okay, so here's the deal on the list. So Trump goes to Michigan last night and says 1,000 things in a big rally before 12,000 people, screaming fans, as he always does. The New York Times actually did not cover it on what we call the front page. It is kind of buried in the political section, one story. And it says Trump vilifies his opponents. Well, yeah, he did. He vilified Adam Schiff, James Comey, the FBI cabal that was out to unseat him. So yeah, he did, and apparently the New York Times way of dealing with this, because they hate it, they really do hate it, is to just, they're going to decide to ignore it. They're not going to run it. It's going to be interesting to see how that works out. Breitbart, Trump takes a victory lap in Michigan. That is true. Newsbusters, New York Times columnist said the reason the left depended so much on Mueller and put all its hopes and dreams into Mueller was, quote, the election of Trump was just too terrible to bear. That New York Times columnist Farhad Manjoo. Fox News, half the country thinks the Mueller probe was fair. Actually, it's a little more than half. New York Post, John Jr. starts AOC sucks chant at the Michigan rally. Washington Post digs into how Trump avoided a special counsel interview. And the interesting thing about this piece in the Washington Post, which you can click on it in the list and links, is that there's just tons of leaks in it. I mean, tons. They're describing meetings in the special counsel's office about, you know, strategizing on how to get Trump to come in and sit down for an interview. I mean, it's this whole story that Mueller's team didn't leak is bullshit. They're leaking like crazy, and I know they've done it before, too. Washington Post, Congress may block Trump's North American trade deal. Even some Republicans are ticked off at it. Charles Grassley said he's not going to vote for it until Trump lifts the tariffs. New York Post, Twitter may start calling out Trump when he breaks tweet rules. NBC News, surge of migrants at the border. DHS Secretary Nielsen says there's nearly a total meltdown at the border. Politics, Bernie says no to incremental improvements in health care. He just wants Medicare for all. End of story. Breitbart, Obama tells Rashida Tlaib that he's proud of her. Yahoo News, but also in the San Francisco Chronicle, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, that's how you pronounce that, Buttigieg, he's on the rise, he's wowing people, he's young, he's gay, he's smart, so, and he went out to San Francisco, and of course they loved him. The Hill says Biden and Sanders hold a double-digit lead over Trump in Pennsylvania. That is, if Biden were running against Trump, if Sanders were running against Trump, etc. In NBC News, for a candidate debate in Savannah, Georgia, only black reporters were allowed in. I should have put that under social justice warriors, not politics, but I guess I misplaced it. Excuse me. Social Justice Warriors, big piece in the Washington Post. The original Dumbo movie was racist. This one isn't, or at least not as much. I don't know. There's another story in this category out of the Washington Post today. Washington Post felt it was necessary to run a column going over baseball's history of racism and sexism. And I was so, there was nothing, no news to hang this on. It just, they just said, okay, you know, in a certain era, they made black people sit in a certain section, a women's certain section, and so forth. I read the Reader's comments about this time. The Readers were pissed. They just puked all over this thing. They thought that the writer was out of his mind. And I kind of did, too. I was looking at it going, well, wait a minute. Why are we going over what happened in 1940? Just because we want to remind people that things weren't as they are today? The Washington Post, the Jesse case is a mess. Kim Fox, the state's attorney, didn't recuse, and it looks like she did interfere. There are text messages between her and Michelle Obama's former chief of staff have emerged. They're interesting. USA Today, Jesse has been nominated for an NAACP Image Award. The host of the award show said, I hope he wins. Well, that's not quite fair. He said, I hope he wins because I'd like to hear what he says in his speech. Slightly different. Tech, who gets rich in the IPO wave? New York Times. It lays out who gets what. And by the way, I'm not sure if it's Lyft or somebody else, but Valerie Jarrett is in for about $500,000 in the IPO. Lyft is raking in cash, but it's losing big money. That's in the Wall Street Journal. Also in the Wall Street Journal, Lyft is bleeding money. Can buying its stock actually pay off? Now, it may sound as though it's kind of thin on news today, and it's true insofar as it. I just noticed that, you know, some of these newspapers anywhere are giving Trump the back of their hand, and you know, there's just not a lot of what I would call gripping news. There's all kinds of stories out there, and some of them are interesting. You can spend a lot of time reading them today, but I must say that it looks like the reporters are still in re-education camp, learning what they did wrong during the 2 years of Mueller. So I will leave you with that. I urge you to send me a note at hosts@johngibson.com. Also, tell your friends to subscribe at johngibson.com. And I will see you, or you will hear me, on the podcast this afternoon. I know that sounded weird. I had to sneeze. I turned it off for a second. Anyway, so you'll hear me again on the podcast this afternoon. Please tune in.